PublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwrati@sbcglobal.net. The last caller, Pat, from Fort Worth, was asking a very important question, and I snuck in some information in there that is unclassified, but she's asking a critical question in terms of how and what is going on where she is. I've decided to let you know a test, a clinical laboratory tests that you would normally not be told about, based upon our, so far, 2 hours of Parker Pathways on the exposés of the global genocide and the depopulation as proposed by the gentrification and the geoengineering of the Earth. Now, keep in mind that the meeting is coming up on February 26th with nations in the room, UN in the room, the possible the Sierra Club, and the process of the developmental system. Let's be clear about that. And it's all to have a sustainable population, which we'll get into, which is proposed by the Sierra Club. Now, when you have disruption within the cell, you're never told that the key to your self-life and cell-life is called the mitochondria. These are mitochondrial pathways within a cell itself. And they contain fatty acids. In other words, you have butyrate, which is making what is called a carotenoid shuttle, which is inside the cell. And on the fatty acids are from receptors that go in their form of lipoprotein. And when they go in, which is in their process, which is called what you will not be told, but you will be told now, that is called the omega oxidation, and what's called an N, the oxidation of omegas, are processed in what you would call a peroxisome. So it's similar to the 8 and 9 year old children that were passed to me as an opinion of last resort. That just the touch of your skin, in other words, the daughter was touching the skin of her mother, who had the endocrine disruptors from the hormones that were being used in her facial cream that had combined with the hormones that were cycled through her through the toilet water. And the food. Remember, I talk about the food and the term the human waste uses the irrigation system. And that's not some idle thing. That's part of the whole process. When Senator Feinstein made her deal with the Beverly Hills people to buy up all the Central Valley water, that was, you know, for the development of the speed train, the electrification, which will affect what is called the white light areas, the white sound, to be able to turn to replace a bandwidth. And why would they want to do that, too? Because they don't want a bandwidth for transmission. This is why people are going into ham radio. Because in turn, because they know the electromagnetic field is being increased beyond the 1-2 megahertz in terms of 80 to 90 megahertz as an effect on the brain. They want to do three things at one time. So you have a urine sample. And what you do in the urine sample, what you're asking for are the byproducts that are filtered out, which is adipate and seborrheic. These are two byproducts which are part of the mitochondrial pathway destruction as a result of these three programs that are instigated and going on right now. Keep in mind, when these nations meet, they're going on the grand scale. And these are filtered out. In other words, the adipate and the seborrheic are filtered out through the kidneys, and they reflect that degree of that mitochondrial impairment. So for review, so that you understand clearly as best we can at this time because of our time structure and our time frame, the lipoprotein is going into the cell structure as a receptor. The fatty acids are created, and that's bypassed to create the adipate and the seborrheic, because it's cut off in that carnitine cycle, which creates the adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy within your cell. So that energy has what is called a side shuttle within that cell wall to produce carbon dioxide and water. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. Because what's happening, you see, I've already talked about in the one half of the first hour, and the second hour, on a global scale, the changing the hydrogen electron in terms of breaking the bond of the hydrogen in order to create the new water. And that's where I get into the process of formations of new water. And what is the new water going to form in the capillary? The very toxin that is transmitted on these two children that I told you about. That's how you shorten life, you see? Let me give you the Vatican. The Pope met with the people around the world, particularly the Chinese, on organ transplants. And of course, that's been blown over in the past week because the Chinese leaders are saying, well, listen, we've changed our methods. We don't take organs from prisoners anymore. And that type of thing. But there's some thought that that's all taking place. The parts in the European Parliament and the U.S. Congress have condemned the organ harvesting in China, but they gave credence to the idea of what the Pope was going to say. And the Pope's position was the idea that the failure of the academy that the Pope had put in the Pope Francis saying that illicit organ trafficking is a new form of slavery, which is really true. But the endorsements of the former surgeons from the Xinjiang in China wrote to Bishop, I think it was Sancho Sanaro, who is the academics, the Vatican's academic chancellor, that there may be a sanction of the change of the new population of an organ transplants, which is why pigs are being used in such a way to develop new human organs. And that's been going on for years. Cartilage transplants from pigs have been going on for years. Bone transplants, cartilage and reconstruction of the skull, the development of the nasal cartilage or the acetabulum, a repair of the optic nerve, which is going in and turn. Remember, the optic nerve crosses in under the brain. In other words, your right eye is really sanctioned out from a nerve on the left side of the body, vice versa. So those kind of transplants are very much in demand, people's optic nerves. So you have the Sierra Club will be at that abortion is really, they're trying to twist it. See, the Pope's trying to twist it, that's really more of a form of organ transplant. So you have women around the world that are protesting and saying they can't get their birth control pills. And the whole thing, the birth control pills, there's no argument that, you know, you want to control the population through that via. But I'm going to place it on women to have another. This is a tough one, but, that's the kind of sandbox. You're in a different world, sweethearts. What has to happen is that you have to think it out a little bit. I know that you want to have intercourse. Nothing wrong with that. But think it out a little bit. You should be putting more responsibility on the male in the terms of protecting himself from transmitting semen, which you don't have any idea about, you know. And there's a process of thinking, okay, if you want that and you become pregnant because the male doesn't have protection, then you want to get yourself an abortion, let's say you make that decision. But this carry your decision further. Are you saying that you're not ready to become a mother? Are you saying that you have a different view of life? Are you saying that you want to be part of the sustainable population? Quote from the president of the Sierra Club. Quote, we need abortion to reach a sustainable population. This is Sierra Club. This will be in the room on February 26th. Quote, it helps address the number of people that we have on this planet so that we can get a sustainable population. That's the president of the Sierra Club. Last year, on the anniversary, this is a quote, Roe versus Wade, the Sierra Club stands on solidarity with Planned Parenthood. But what does that have to do with the environment is the question that's asked of the president of the Sierra Club. Well, we believe in empowering women's rights, said Michael Brun, the executive director of the Sierra Club. We think that women have the rights who have the ability to have choice about their reproductive system and make their own reproductive choices and help produce strong families and help protect the environment at the same time. Sierra Club is pro-choice. My question that I will ask in front of 37 nations is, what does that have to do with the environment? How does that have an abortion or a legal abortion help the environment at the same time you have the Pope allocating the formation of organ donation under a new precipice, under the precipice of a new sanction? At the same time, you want to sustain the population. At the same time, you want to change the process of investment. At the same time, you want to deal with issues of which you have no control on organ transplant and the formation of abortions in the same position. You have in Texas, in Austin, Texas, out there, listeners, you have the state representative, Tony Timberwolf, and his wife, Brittany, are under Bethany, I think it is, very nicely on the screen. And the thing is, he's under security protection. After death threats, it made responses to a bill to abolish abortion entirely in Texas. Just think about that. You have an Oregon bill. This is last week we're talking about. The Oregon Senate considering a bill that will allow dementia and mentally ill patients to be starved and dehydrated against their wishes. And that's already going on in 10 other states. Just think about that. If you're using the death panel in reverse to cause the development of the system where Senate Bill 494 eliminates the entirety of the definitions of life support and tube feeding issue for caregivers from the statute, leaving these surrogate courts to define anything they want. So in other words, you're going to have the future courts have a deletion of key definitions in law that are making clear that patients can fill out their advanced directive and be certain that the directive will be followed just as their intention, but it can be overridden by another special doctor who is under the C2, G2. Think about that. Just think about that. You are facing one of the greatest formations of geoengineering done by law in terms of the process of what is called the psychology of reality. That's what it's called, the psychology of reality. In other words, it's the psychology informed law. See? So the psychology informed law that is occurring in the country and on the world stage is the rationality by mitigating these activating biases really to encourage social desirable choices and counteract the exploitation of rationality in terms of who can eat and who can drink water and who can extend their life and develop behavioral regulation, which is what Obama was doing with John Holdren in the biology department of the United States of America, guided under the direction of the President of the United States. And this is called psychology-informed law, where you have private interests undermine your lifeline, your taxes, the private manipulation and invasion of land, the private firms and interests of which you belong. This is what's at stake in the present presidential path. You are talking about the tangible aspect of reality. Just think about that. In other words, we go, and what's very important here is that you think this might have nothing to do with the cosmic situation. Why would they have a person like me who has background experience, there's only a few of us left on the earth, who are looking at tissue that doesn't exist on this earth as human? And that's a form of reality which takes in how gravity works, how the concept of the field, a classical field, would carry through the forces of empty space to form life. It also has to do with the quantum theory that showed all mass and energy are really excitations of underlying quantum fields. And this also, which creates your cells, which I just mentioned in the second hour, can be now made by ultrasound and seen by ultrasound in terms of the magnetism that's already been placed in the cell from an outside source, which was part of the human mind. Think on this. You think that this is just somebody roaming around with the Democrats, are all going to have violent messages throughout the rest of the 4 years, the challenges in the courts, and Trump, who dropped out of a voting block of where they said, hey, fella, here's your boxing ring and here are your gloves. Go to it, Jack. Give them hell. And that's what I'm saying to my listeners. Give them hell. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and thank you for being here.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I want to make sure I get the caller in. I have the name right, and I'm sure I do. My producer's good at that. Gaither from Oklahoma.
Hey, yeah.
Hello.
I have a little story. I'm going to humor me. I'm all choked up. But in 1976, I was working. I was a carpenter up in Northern California. I was in the Redwood Forest. And praying, had my Bible, and there's an outdoor church there, and I was praying all alone, and asking the Lord, you know, what's the deal? How come everything's backwards? How come, you know, it seems like the world's starting to go upside down? And because I'm going through Reaganomics and all the crazy stuff out there, and being a white guy, a single white guy, you know, it was really getting hard to have your own business without all the regulations. But anyway, back to Redwood, I prayed, and all of a sudden this light came through the woods, and it was some kind of a light beam, and it kind of choked me up. But anyway, they showed me this deal about the earth, I didn't understand it then. They were showing me the sled experiment, but we were, like, at it, and I didn't understand what it meant that these two slots and these three slots and the balls going through making different patterns, you know, on the back, on the wall they were showing me. And I didn't understand it at all, because I'm a carpenter. So I asked them, what's the deal? And they said, they talked to me. They said, we're only going to talk to you one time, because there's going to be technology that you will never know, you know, they can put voices in your head, which back then that was crazy. So anyway, they showed me the slit experience, and then they showed me two hearse. And they explained to me that there's DNA, several DNA major chains of on Earth. And then on our quantum Earth, they're the same, you know what I mean? And we flash back and forth, two Earths. And that during our awakening, the other DNA goes to sleep. And then when we, what happens is, they would explain to me, which I didn't understand then, now I do, is when we're observed, this happens, this quantum change, you know what I'm saying? Everything goes along the same for years, you know, 1,000 years or 100,000 years. But when we're observed, it changes. This other group, they know about it. They know the change. That's why they go underground. They have stasis, you know what I mean, and stuff. Because it wipes them out. You know what I mean? And the people that are, people from above, which, you know, the Jesus, I believe above, that means the people live on top, above on Earth, you know what I mean? And the people from below, you know, are people live below, you know what I mean? And during these quantum fluxes, these Earth changes happen. We start seeing everything's upside down. To us, to them, it's normal. You know what I'm saying? This is normal. To us, and then it swaps where we're doing upside down stuff. They think we're crazy, and then they think they're, you know what I mean? But anyway, this is what they showed me. They also showed me people walking around in 1976, people walking around with a black little tile in their hand, shooting each other in the back of the head. And then all of a sudden these cell phones come out, and all you see is people walking around pointing it to each other. You know what I'm saying?
We only have a couple of minutes. I want to make sure I get everything. Go ahead.
But that sounds crazy. But they come to me about every 4 years, and they show me what they're trying to do is they're trying to explain to me, don't go crazy. This is real. But it's really weird. They are so they explain to me we stink. That if you're carrying around a cell phone, they can't even contact you because it breaks some kind of loop of light. It's literally, they show me scissors, like snipping pieces of light, and then it, like, fizzles out. And, then they show themselves holding their nose. And then they come to me, and they basically told me the first time, you stink, but not as bad, which I'm thanks. You know, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Which I didn't understand what it was, but then I found out later, I think it has a lot to do with ego. You finally have to release this total connection to the lies, you know what I'm saying? And I asked them, you know, the Bible, and they, Jesus is real. I mean, I don't want to go all there, but yes, and I go, I didn't believe that they're real, and I reached out, and yes, you can touch them. They're feminine, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, but it was very nurturing, loving, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm just saying that people need to realize that there is this quantum effect. You're absolutely right on quantum. They show me water, quantum.
I got a break coming, and I'm going to give you some information after we come back from the...
You want me to hold on?
And you call again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take...
This is Parker Pathways. And for the last caller from Oklahoma, I want to give a reference of something that is quite valuable Gaither is saying, and one is the release of the ego, the earth and DNA moving as back and forth within the vibrations as part of the Hopi revelation, where they have one path you take to save the earth and the other path you don't. Very valid. And the statement that Gaither made in his vision of where it's moving back with the DNA goes to sleep. That's exactly the theory that was developed by Marquis d'Arvas, the very famous French and Italian cosmologist, in the terms of the DNA cycle, which changes in what we call epigenetics today. The other statement made by Gaither on quantum changes, and he described what he was describing is actually the science field of fractal sound and color, with by Hirschenberg. I was fortunate to be in that second cycle at Yale on advanced cosmology on fractals, and actually had a mini lecture guest session of 4 hours with Messenberg. I know exactly what Gaither is saying, the Hopi revelation. But the most important from Geithner from Oklahoma's call is the release of the ego. And I'm going to refer you to discover what is called the auric egg. And that's all I'm going to say at this time. Very powerful call. Has seven major developments of science and the Hopi revelation almost word for word. Steve from Virginia, welcome aboard. Thank you for waiting.
Yes.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much. I was just reflecting on the dumping of the radiation in Finland, destroying that that pristine land. It's, I guess, another example of something like that happening. And then I thought here a little bit about Jeff. He mentioned about the bond, I think, of the hydrogen and oxygen being broken. I was wondering... Yeah, this would be going down, of course, I guess, I'm not sure, I guess, to the core of the Earth or really can reach to those depths. And I was wondering, these people behind this, this experimenting and such, are they not worried themselves that they will also be affected in a negative way by these things? Do they think that they're somehow going to be separated from the terrible effects of these these experiments and such?
The best that I can say, is that in the Finland housing on the islands of radioactivity, which, by the way, in America is on railroad cars and travels 24/7 around America, you have spent radiation.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, I think.
Yeah.
Think of the mentality of that. You know you're going to have a railroad accident one day, and you're going to have radiation spill. You can't get rid of the radiation. Think about that. The engineers who thought up that idea, because they have no place to put it. New Mexico salt mine is already contaminated. The caverns at Carlsbad is already destroyed by the radiation. So in the minds of people that I talk to in the world, on the world stage, when you're working with this, keep in mind the Finland holes are for 100,000 years. That's what and they don't see it as an experiment. To them, they see it as a solution. Think about that. You've got five major nations, Russia and the United States, in on it. Hillary Clinton made her deal on the sale of the uranium to Russia based upon the idea that they would use the Finland diggings as part of the storage of this. And, of course, and get this, every nation that puts their spent radiation in there from these nuclear reactors, they pay for it. So, and guess how they're going to pay for it? And the other way, they're going to charge in terms of carbon footprint under the guise of climate change, which is what I was getting to in the first hour.
Yeah.
So what we have here is, first of all, look around government people at meetings. They have a bottle of water sitting on their desk. They don't know that there's a 72% chance within a seven-day period of time that that water bottle will contain 1,000 more bacteria than it started with. Now, it wasn't for the fact that it came from the saliva of the person that was drinking from the bottle. It came from the bacteria that was already in the water that decided that it's going to multiply. That's been scientifically shown. Okay,
yeah.
We're born with 136 known cancer genes. All right? It's been shown that education, I always talk about it, you've heard me talk about it before, that we're like little chickens. When the chicken is hatched from the egg, it knows everything it needs to do. It knows where to get the water, where to find mother, where to get the food. It knows it's got it all figured out. All right? And it worked. But what they neglect to tell you is that that chicken was learning that while it was in utero. In other words, that's the way the human being learns. When it's carried, the first 20 weeks, a human fetus already has the code for mathematics, already can develop the consequences. This has been tested.
Yeah.
In terms of when an infant, human infant is born, it knows everything. See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you change the process in the real world of changing a mutation of any one of the gene systems within the brain and the process in utero, you are now carrying on the demise of the species.
Yeah.
And that is the end game.
Okay.
In other words, they say, well, we're not going to be part of that because we're going to put the spent radiation for 100,000 years on the islands off Finland. See how
yeah.
I think?
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same thing as the person sitting there with a bottle of water that's there, and they don't realize they're already drinking contaminants that have been added to it. Organic solvent. Process of dichiamon, which is a very fatal cancer agent that's used way beyond pesticide control of corn. See?
Okay.
Wow. Now, you take all of that information and put it into the fact of when that person was born and grew up to be a senator or whatever. Did they have the knowledge to know that that signal, which I gave on the end of the last hour on the mitochondrial impairment, the test for adipate and cerebrate out of urine, to determine if your mitochondrial symbol has been changed in the discussion that you and I are having.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So the thing comes down to it. Well, we're not talking BS here. See, we're talking about the real world. That's the way, Parker, look at the shows I did in 2006 and 2007 where I was setting up the template for all this. And I haven't deviated one show on RBN for 10 years, giving you codes, AI, you know, development of the thing and what the process is. Coming down to a meeting of nations this week that are going to determine how they're going to geoengineer the Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
You see? It's a psychology of law, it's called. That's what it's really called. And the thing is, it comes down so to them, they feel they're exempt from everything. Because they believe in the process of the development. This is where religion gets in the day. They believe in God. I'll tell you one thing. I would rather believe in a God force in the determination, you know. I was going to end my show today on I wrote it out because Valentine's coming up, Steve. And I wrote, and it was not my original writing, by the way. It's from many other pieces of information I've collected over the years. The key level to in relationships is spiritual. If there's a spiritual bond or connection between two people that is real in their relationship, it's part of their sole purpose in this lifetime. In such a case, it is as if their relationship has received the blessing of God. And that's what I wrote before my show today I was going to talk about.
Wow.
In other words, this is the whole thing is based upon a spiritual base that overrides the people from Finland, that overrides the thinking of it, you see? Because the thing is, it's been discovered that the extension of life on this planet with humans is that when it isn't the religion that is born, it's to have a sense of purpose. In other words, this has been studied by Carol Raff at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And the thing is, they did the studies, thousands of people. It's the ventral striation of the brain region that determines saves life. That's what saves life. Are we still on air? Okay. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas.
Blessings of love and appreciation, Dr. Wynn. I'll try to be quick for you. Two things I saw recently that are very troubling, I'm sure you'll know about. One is GMO-manufactured virtual meat, supposedly lab-grown, created from GMO products. The other one's just as insidious, if not more so. I think it was near New Zealand. They're doing a project to spray excrement from the sky under the pretext that they're going to fertilize the ground and make things grow better and infuse all the psychotropic drugs and other DNA and other genetic elements that would be in the excrement onto the ground. They sound like very dangerous and diabolical concepts to me. What say you?
Well, the deal is the United States has been spraying feces over foods and also from tanks that are in water for over, 70 years. And they got that idea from us. And New Zealand is special because what's going to happen is that most of the people are moving to New Zealand because they feel that there's going to be an apocalypse. And so all the real wealthy people are going there and to live. See? Now, New Zealand has a pesticide problem. The rats are damaging the country of New Zealand. They eat other animals. They have, you know, crops. So I know exactly what you're talking about. They want to grow more crops, but they also don't have a way to take care of how to kill rats. Now, the thing comes down to the fact, which has overtaken their country, see? Now, the only way that the world sees to get around this is the first part of your sentence, which has great power, virtual meat. In other words, the assumption in terms, well, they have it done from a vegetable chemicals to make it taste like meat. In fact, there are a lot of restaurants that are making various things. In fact, I was going to have the recipe on today, but I won't have time, obviously, for real pork to cook it in such a way that you have a seasonal pork. I was also going to give the recipe for putting clams in pizza, which comes from a very ancient recipe, you know. Now, the reason I'm doing that is because they're good recipes and they taste good, but this gets back to psychology, the psychology law again. What we're doing is changing the people's mind under the guise of climate change, that we're changing and putting too much pesticides on food and the work of it. The pesticide is already in the food. People just don't seem to grasp that. In other words, the idea that genetic modification is only to keep what's already the contaminant that's in the food so it can grow. And why can't it grow? Because the soil has lost its nutrients on the earth.
Last thing for you, Dr. Wynn. One thing that's going on, the counties are using their own private so-called psychologists as weaponized so-called doctors to do inquisitions to get evidence against the so-called patient under the guise of having a competency examination so they can ram it up their posterior.
Yeah.
It's the same thing they did in L.A. when they caught the district attorneys there putting actors inside the jails that were really undercover cops to befriend the inmates so they could get more evidence to embellish their cases, and they had to throw them all out.
God
bless America.
Listen, Chris, thank you for calling. One of the things that are going on at the Sundance Writers, they're coming on into the whole thing. They're going to have a pre-documented show, and about from Sundance out of Utah, you know, fine place in terms of the thing you're going to have for writers. And I'm not in that classification of writers. At this time, I'm just trying to do my job in writing. I must do, trying to find a place in seclusion to write. But one of them said to me, it's going to be on, I want to tell you which one it was, it's going to be on that Sundance this today for writers. I'm going to interview writers. Most of them are for film. And one of them said that he's the only person that has seen
some of the outlines of what I'm writing. It's all under confidence. And he said, this is greater than Asimov, and he was the greatest. He said, in your vigor, he said, this is really, really, really mind-blowing what you're doing. He says, you're going to change medicine, the law, and the concept. And I said, well, do you think anybody will buy the books? He wrote out a check, and I'm not going to tell you what the amount was. I want your first books. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And God bless America. And come back. You got a few more minutes with Barbara Pethway.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is Barbara Pathways. There was another paragraph that I wrote that I didn't have a chance to give to Chris, but from Las Vegas. But I'm going to sacrifice some of other information. I wrote for today because of the picture that had been sent to me in Valentine. This quote, this is what I wrote as a second paragraph I was going to have on the air today. This is a communication that goes with the process of the spirit, which can save the process of the development of the geoengineering, in my opinion. Quote, this can take place on a psychic telepathic level, and through any energy exchange between your energy field and theirs, together with an exchange of energies in the auras surrounding the body. These energies will affect body language, facial expressions, communication delivery, and voice tone. All of these are key vital factors in communicating the improving communications in love. And that's where I'm taking this on the national stage of the prevention thesis, of which I will be in the room of 37 nations that wish to geoengineer the Earth, and plus the Sierra Club, who wishes to decrease the population in a sustainable way. You know, Steve was asking a very important question. What do they think? You're safe. Well, take a look at Northern California. Sierra, rain, snow, 20 foot of snow, rain's coming down. The Oroville Dam, which is the highest, is built in 1968. One of the highest is 30 foot high, situated, it's got a hole in it. No one bothered to fix it. The spills, you know, they're going into the spillway on the side. You know, it's the largest landfill dam in the United States, 1 mile wide. They all knew that this was going to break. They all knew it, they're going to sacrifice a town on the down the other end. See, because they didn't feel that, you see. See how that works? So, it's the idea of where you're going to put the refugees as a thought, or it's the Chinese New Year, the flaming rooster, and but at the same time, which is for fortune, see, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that what's the value of the water technology, which is what I'm interested in, and you have the people moving to New Zealand because they want protection from doomsday. But, you know, all I was interested in New Zealand was the idea of the stem cell serum from sheep, and to be able to have it for the developmental system of licensing. And, of course, if you have the NOAA, that's changing temperature figures, and the temperature is rigged, why then how do you develop the safety of geoengineering to save human lives? That's a question. And of course Hillary said this is the year that females are the future. Well, sweethearts, the gauntlet's down. Let's see if you can keep it up, if you can do it, as long as you give birth, and that's a big deal. Thank you, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you out there, but a special one. I want to thank my producer, and I want to thank my listeners. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.